Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah! Happy Being Alive Day, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. We will let you know when we release the Kraken. And that will be our target demo Friday. Bat signal up to you guys to let us know where you are and how you are listening. Until then, in 20 minutes... Your Tasty Top 5 going into week number 4 of the college football season, and by far the best slate of the college football season. And tap to bottom, bottom to tap. Not my fault. We got great games. So in 20, Tasty Top 5, and 40, Ohio State fans planning a takeover of Notre Dame, and the Irish are not allowing it. Andrew tweets, toast him to Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones in prime time, making everyone forget about Kirk Cousins. Signed, Kirk Cousins. Daniel Jones and the Giants offense last night was difficult to watch, and that's as nice as you can put it. They had 150 yards of total offense. They could do absolutely nothing all night long. They had a 12-play drive to open up the game, and from there on out, they had only one drive the rest of the night. One that was longer than 6 plays. A bunch of 3-and-outs, a few drives that lost yardage. And the Daniel Jones thing is always going to be this thing, where he has a skill set that excites you. It can lead to some big plays in big moments, like last week against the Cardinals in the second half. He was excellent in that playoff win against Minnesota last year. There are moments where, against subpar competition, Daniel Jones can be very good. But if he plays the best teams, like he did in the playoffs last year against Philadelphia, or last night against San Francisco, or week one against Dallas, there is a massive, massive void in what it takes to win those types of games. And so when the Giants re-signed Jones in the offseason, I understood why. Jones is good enough to get you to a playoff game, maybe even win a playoff game, as he did last year. The Giants following Eli Manning, got real used to having a steady hand at quarterback for 8, 10, 12, 14 years, and you don't want to go back into spinning the wheel of QBs every offseason. And Jones was coming off his best year. Brian Daboll seemed to be the perfect play caller for him. And the evidence was, you know what, we can do some things with Daniel Jones. And so I don't blame them at all for re-signing him. But there is that reality. And I think that has to temper any excitement or enthusiasm that you might have if you're a Giants fan, that that really is the reality. That he's just never going to be great enough to overcome issues, holes, injuries on your own team against a good squad. He kind of needs everything around him to work, and he needs to play against competition that's less than great, and then he'll be fine. But the Niners are great. In fact, I don't think it's a stretch to make the argument the 49ers are right now the best team in football. We have stacked all these great teams of the AFC. I'm not sure how many of them have played great football yet. The Bengals haven't. The Bills haven't. The Chiefs haven't. They're supposedly great teams. There's other good ones in the AFC that might become great, but in the NFL in totality, the Niners have played three really good games. They are rolling. They've played three really good games, and it proved out last night that, you know, they just don't have a lot of holes. If they have any, it's hard to find. They might be the best team in football. Now, I always think that power rankings at this point in time of the season are silly. But if you're just kind of scoping, okay, who's gonna be the kingmakers of the season, the 49ers are very clearly one of those kingmakers all season long. And give Brock Purdy credit, because it does not seem like his carriage is turning into a pumpkin. One of the teams that people want to push into that category of kingmakers is the Dallas Cowboys. And as you know, I've been hesitant to do so. I don't trust the quarterback. I don't trust the coach. I don't trust the owner. Those are three big parts of your success in winning a Super Bowl and getting to an NFC championship game. But I think you have to trust the defense, because they've got studs on every level of that defense, except now they're down one as Trayvon Diggs goes down with an ACL tear yesterday at practice, and now he is done for the season. That significantly affects the Cowboys' Super Bowl chances. Now, me personally, I didn't have them going there anyway. But if I were to make the case of how could the Cowboys get to a Super Bowl, the case would be Dak Prescott stops turning the football over. So far this year, he's done so. The Cowboys effectively run the football against the really good teams, like the Eagles, like the Niners. There's a couple of big plays to CeeDee Lamb. There's a couple of chunk plays in the passing attack. But that defensively, the Cowboys' defense shuts down Brock Purdy, shuts down Jalen Hurts, and the Cowboys win the division as the Eagles try to figure out who they are this year without those two coordinators and polishing Jalen Hurts into a pocket passer, and that the Eagles end up being 11-6 and the Cowboys are 12-5 and win the division. And the Cowboys then get a home playoff game and win a wild card round game against a team that they're superior to, get to the divisional round, go to San Francisco or go to Philadelphia, and, well, if they're the division winner, then, you know, they'd host another playoff game, but are able to get to Jalen Hurts or get to Brock Purdy with a pass rush, shut down the receivers, and win a game 24-20, and then do it again, replicate that in the NFC Championship game. The problem is, how are you going to beat the Niners or the Eagles 24-20 if one of your shutdown corners or your number one corner isn't available? Because the 49ers have both Deebo and Ayuk. And the Eagles have both Brown and Smith. And it's pick your poison when those guys drop back to pass, who you're going to roll coverage over to, who you need to roll coverage over to, etc. I realize we're extrapolating out a season where anything can happen, injuries can happen, an upset can happen to the wild card round, what have you, and it might not turn out this way. But if I'm going to make the case for the Cowboys on September the 22nd about getting to a Super Bowl or winning the NFC, I got to figure it's going to go through either the Niners or the Eagles or both. And both of those teams have enough weapons on offense to the loss of Trayvon Diggs is a big one. Now, I'll tell you, I really like Dan Quinn as a coordinator. People think I'm a Cowboys hater. I really, really like Dan Quinn as a coordinator. I don't want him as my head coach. I love him as a DC. So maybe he's able to figure out ways to camouflage losing Diggs. At the same time, you can't replace a guy of his caliber. And if you do it, maybe you're able to do it for 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Ultimately, you lose him going into week number three. That's a long season to try to have to fill that hole. I think it's a really, really big ding when it comes to the resume of the Cowboys trying to get to a Super Bowl. Really big. Really, really big. 855-212-4CBS or on Twitter, DA on CBS. You know, on Fridays, we feel good. We do well.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Everyone's in a good mood. And I like to play music around here for the show, for the listeners, and for us as a staff. That gets our juices flowing. It's early. We are here employed to bring energy, to bring joy, to bring laughter, to try to get you guys ready as an audience for your day and to have a little levity, to have a little juice. So we lead off the show before the Jay-Z open with na-na-na, good morning, and na-na-na, good morning. And it's a great song. And that's a great piece that Pete the Body's put together. Well, as we hit that, Carlos with a K is on the wheels of steel today, and he's just feeling it. He's really, really feeling it. And he gets ready for the show, and he's hitting the button for the open. He's got those mix-minus levels up and down. He's organizing his microphone. He's standing up, and he's just getting into it. And he's feeling the flow. He's feeling the rhythm, and he starts dancing a little bit. And, of course, because you can't do this show and hide ever, the cameras are always rolling. It's like Big Brother. Cap's got the camera on Carlos with a K. And within minutes, probably by 6.06 a.m., Cap has that turned around, clipped, and posted on social media. So I have now retweeted that dance as well. And Carlos with a K during commercial break bursts into the studio and says, "Come on! Are the cameras ever not rolling?" The answer is, Carlos with a K, unfortunately for you, no. They're always rolling.
I came in here, I'm like, how early does he get here? It's not even 6:05.
He gets here for the start of that show when you hit that button for that song. That's when Cap is locked in place. But also, you don't realize he sleeps standing up. He actually just is in front of the computer, closes his eyes standing up. At 5:52 a.m., eyes open up, and then he just begins watching everything. Everything. So I tweeted this out, and it looks like it's starting to get people fired up themselves. And this is the exciting part, is that people are really getting fired up about you feeling good and doing well. Moist Pork says, "Now I'm feeling good and doing well."
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Thank you for that. And Carlo with a K, not Carlos with a K, asking you, could you please tell me more about your cool shirt? Now, I can't even really begin to describe this shirt, except that it's a long sleeve shirt. It's not a hoodie. It's a long sleeve shirt. It has all types of wild patterns on it, and it does have a big K right in the middle of it. So maybe, Carlos, you could describe to us what exactly is going on your shirt.
So it is a Versace Kif shirt. I got this a couple of years ago. I got it because I liked it, and it was flashy. I wanted a birthday outfit for that year, and I picked this shirt. And the only reason I wore it is because Bogish and Boyle were talking about Boyle's outfit and how much he spent the last time he was here. It was like $200 or something like that. And DA Show Quotes, of course, picked it up, and I immediately retweeted it. I'm like, yeah, no, I've spent more on less. And I'm almost embarrassed to say how much this shirt cost, but I promised, like, DA Show Quotes and Moist Pork that I would wear the shirt just to show that I have spent more on less. And this single piece of clothing was more than what Boyle spent on his outfit.
Is that cotton? Is that an acrylic?
I'm sure it's like some polyester blend thing. It's supposedly made in Italy. I don't believe it, but, you know, that's what the tag says.
So it's Versace. It's got a very cool Versace print. It's kind of like a magenta at its base, but it has all these very eclectic type of patterns on it. What's in the middle of the circle? Is that a statue? Is that like
one of those Greek Roman statues? I know Greek and Roman's not the same thing, but, you know, they kind of are. So there's that statue. And, you know, I like the big K because, you know, my name is with a K. So I like lean into the branding.
Yep. So Pat Boyle spent, I think, $225, $230 on an outfit. $230 when he went to the U.S. Open for a shirt and shorts. You are telling me that that shirt itself cost more than $230?
North of $230.
North of
$250? Much more north.
North of $300?
Yeah.
North of $350?
Yes.
North of $400?
Yes.
North of $450?
Yes.
North of $500?
Yes.
North of $550?
Yes.
North of $600?
No. Actually, no. If you want to factor in tax, yes.
North of $625 with tax?
I'd say like $640. I didn't always used to work in radio.
Are you telling me that my tax dollars that pay you to guard Staten Island have become a $600 shirt?
You're burying the lead. I protect Staten Island all of a sudden. Yes, this was a $595 plus tax shirt.
I mean,
wow. I have to admit, I think I only have one suit that cost more than that. And I think that was my wedding suit. And I think I got the wedding suit on a deal that maybe it was a $600 suit and I got it for like $450 at Men's Warehouse or something. That, I don't have a piece of clothing, including a suit, that costs more than what Carlos with a K's one Versace shirt is.
You're right. I don't, even including a suit which has multiple parts, I don't have one piece of clothing that costs that much.
I would argue I don't have an outfit.
Yeah.
Shirt, sweater, jacket, pants, socks, belt, shoes that would collect to $600.
Sames. I mean, you and I are wearing the same gifted Boise State pullover we got two Septembers ago today. But yeah, you throw in a shirt and a tie and a belt and dress shoes and the suit and me. And okay, if I throw then my nice formal long winter coat on, then we're crossing $600. But that's a lot of things to put on my body to get to $600.
Carlos with a K is holding up his sneaker right now.
Yeah, because if you think the shirt is outrageous.
Tell me about that sneaker. What brand is that?
All right. So I got it back when it was sort of cool. It's a Balenciaga Triple S sneaker.
I don't even know what that is.
It costs more than the shirt.
That sounds like a La Liga team. What is that brand?
Is that where Ronaldo plays now? For Balenciaga Triple S?
Balenciaga is an Italian designer.
Balenciaga.
They make a lot of, like, literally, I don't say this, like, I mean this absolutely literally, trash bag clothing. Like, they make, like, this, you see a fashion week, and they're, like, wearing trash bags and, like, all the junk. So they literally make that stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of the designer, but I got nothing on the shoes.
So those shoes cost more than the shirt?
Yes.
So you're wearing over $1,000 of apparel right now at 718 in a room that
basic Perez has farted in for 11 years.
Yeah.
In a chair that Pete sits in, yes.
Right. And okay. On this side of the room, there's a weird now urine smell that we're dealing with, too. So, like, you should really, really, really reconsider what you wear into this place.
I hate to monopolize a Friday about this, but this is so fascinating. The shirt costs $600. We know with tax, $630, $640. Sneakers, also north of $600.
Yes.
Seven.
Yes.
Eight.
Yes.
Nine.
Oh, my God.
With tax.
So $850 Balenciaga sneakers.
I think it was $895.
$900 for sneakers, $600 for the shirt. And you said, well, hey, I haven't always worked in radio because yeah, you would never, I'm sure, spend money like that in radio, right?
No, I can't even afford this.
So what does the military reserves pay that well?
No, I used to have a real job before I came into sports.
Doing what? A pyramid scheme?
No, I was a general manager of an internet company, and then I was an executive vice president of another internet
Google?
Company.
Google? I don't understand.
Carlos with a K ran Apple for 5 years.
He created Uber. Nobody knew about this.
iPhones 10 through 12 were me.
I got bought out because of scandals.
You got bought out.
He used to be Carlos with a C, but had to change to a K to get away from his sordid background. You know,
the K in TikTok stands for Carlos.
That's incredible. Talk about an origin story. Carlos with a K has $1,400 worth of clothing on right now?
Plus your cell phone is worth something.
Bucks. I mean, does anybody? I think everybody's phone is like north of $1,000 now, right?
I'd be afraid to wear shoes that I bought for $800.
This is no joke. My wife once got me a pair of Adidas. I guess they're Sam Smiths, but they're the ones without the stripes on them. So they're just white. She's like, this will look really good when you wear a suit or you wear nice clothes. And it's like an all-white, nice Adidas sneaker. I'm like, these are really nice. But I pause, and she's like, what, you don't like them? And I'm like, what happens if they get dirty? She's like, they're sneakers that are going to get dirty. And I'm like, well, I can't wear them. I mean, they're sneakers, and they're white. Now, those sneakers are probably $50 or $60 sneakers. I've worn them like 3 times because I'm scared to get them dirty, and they're $60 sneakers. Carlos is wearing $800 sneakers.
Yeah, where Shep sleeps sometimes.
Up to the subway.
Right.
I'm worried about $50 sneakers. He's like, yeah, I'll throw an $800 pair of sneakers and walk through rat urine.
When I worked in news, we'd have stories where we'd write about people, and the police would say, you know, crime stories and things like that. And the police would say, oh, the person had $3,000 worth of belongings taken from them, their shirt, their sneakers, their whatever. And we'd be at work being like, there's no way a person had $2,000, $3,000 worth of stuff on. Like that, the police are definitely embellishing those numbers. Right. Now I know those numbers the police were giving us when I was working in news.
Yeah, it's Carlos' friends.
Yeah, with Carlos.
It was Carlos' crew.
Carlos was in his associates.
Crew with a K.
The tallies on Carlos's clothes feel like when you lie to the insurance company about what you lost.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no, it's an $800 pair of sneakers. Sure it is.
Sure
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Right. Every one of his clothing is a claim. $600 shirt. Sure, Carlos. Yeah, sure, Mr. Ortiz.
My rental insurance is about to skyrocket if they're listening to this right now.
So check out the $600 shirt that Carlos is dancing in this morning from Versace. By going to Twitter at DA on CBS, it's epic.
Carlos, can I say one more thing?
It's so epic.
Very nicely.
Can I say no and you'll still say it?
It's a horrible shirt, too.
No, it's a fantastic shirt. That's beautiful. It has, like, adornments. I don't know if that's a word, but, like, you know, like, there's a dog.
No,
with,
no,
like, a
no.
Angel thing on. And it looks like swirly things.
It looks like the Sistine Chapel roof that got woven into a shirt.
It looks better than the roof.
That honestly looks like you lost your fantasy league.
Which is certainly not the case.
When I was in Vegas last year, the carpet looked a lot like Carl's in the casinos.
Yeah, this is a hit in Caesars.
That's definitely the carpet in a Vegas casino.
Yep.
That is definitely. When we come back, your Tasty Top 5, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
no limits. That shirt had a limit. It nearly split that night.
No, I'm just a saying.
Not another burger. Come on.
Just a catchphrase.
Not another slider.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Hell yeah. Welcome back. Happy Friday to you. The DA show available on your phone. Listen to us on the apps, the free Odyssey app or the free CBS Sports app. Kristen in Buffalo tweets, Carlos with a K's ensemble is collectively more than my wedding dress. But I'll defend it. You do you and dress for the dopamine. That's right. Dress for the dopamine. Rob of the 321. That segment is definitely 12 DAs of Christmas candidate worthy. Hashtag $600 shirt. Dixie Landan says, Carlos with a K is mentally unstable. You tell me he paid more for a shirt than I do for my house payment and shoes? How do you pay that much for something that could get ruined from stepping on a doggy landmine? We found the drug dealer of the show.
I wish.
Radio, the only industry that you wish you were in drugs instead. The only industry where your parents are like, can't you just deal drugs? Do you have to make like 12 grand a year working holidays? Waiting for somebody to die to move up. I'm going to give you my five favorite college football games of the weekend.
Every week, DA gives you his most appetizing college football games.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
It's the Tasty Top Five.
I'm tasty.
All right, number five is going to be the last member standing of the Pac-12, Oregon State and Washington State. This one is a night kick on Fox, 7 o'clock Eastern time on Fox. Number 14, Beavers, taking on the number 21, Washington State Cougars. Oregon State is a slight favorite, field goal favorite on the road. But note that these are the last two teams that are in the Pac-12, and there's discussions that the Pac-12 could merge with the Mountain West and think about relegation, like soccer, like international soccer. So how wild would that be that you might have a Pac-12 / Mountain West where top two teams or bottom two teams, depending on which conference they're in, get promoted or relegated? Incredible, right? That's at least being discussed right now on the table for that conference as it's on life support. But Oregon State and Washington State having some good seasons, both ranked to the top 25, and will take on one another as your number five tastiest matchup of the weekend.
I'm tasty.
Number four in the ACC. How often do you have a matchup that pits a top five team against an unranked team, and the line is 2? That's the case here, as Florida State's ranked number 4 in the country, traveling to Death Valley to take on unranked Clemson, and yet FSU's only a 2-point favorite. This is a noon Eastern kick on ABC. It's a dangerous spot for Florida State, only because it's a tough place to play, and we have no idea what Clemson is. Clemson lost to Duke to open up the season. Are they that team, or are they a team that can get its collective act together and, like they did the last 2 weeks, win and win easily against subpar competition and compete again for the ACC? It's wild. I don't remember the last time I saw a top five team against an unranked team and the line is 2, unless there's a massive injury in play. But that's the case here right now with Florida State Clemson. So keep an eye on this one tomorrow afternoon. It's your number 4 tastiest matchup.
I'm tasty.
Number 3 is Lane Kiffin against Daddy Nick Saban. Number 13, Bama, hosting number 15, Ole Miss in Tuscaloosa. Bama's a 6.5-point favorite in this game. This is the 3:30 Eastern kick on CBS. And interestingly, for you broadcast people out there, this is not going to be broadcast by Nestler and Danielson. Even though it's a 3:30 SEC game on CBS, they've moved Nestler and Danielson to the night Big Ten game. And so this is an advance of them taking over the Big Ten schedule for that time slot next year as a whole. So it's going to be weird. This is going to feel like the 3:30 CBS SEC game that used to be Vern, that now is Nestler and Danielson. Instead, you're getting Tom McCarthy, Jason McCourty, and Ross Tucker on the call. Either way, this is Lane Kiffin's moment. Alabama's quarterback situation is a mess. They go back to Jalen Milroe. Their offensive line is a mess. They just came off a game in which it was a one-touchdown game against pathetic USF. If there was ever a moment for a Lane Kiffin team to finally knock off the kings of the castle, it would be this one. Laney, baby Laney's got to get it done. Got to get it done. If not now, when? That's your third tastiest matchup.
I'm tasty.
Number two. We are left with Dion or Notre Dame, Ohio State. And number two is going to be Pat Boyle's Irish hosting the Buckeyes. It's a top 10 matchup, national championship implications, playoff implications, 7:30 Eastern kick on NBC. Ohio State's a 3-point favorite. I think Notre Dame wins this game. I do. I think at home, the way Hartman has played, I think this is a moment for Marcus Freeman and that Notre Dame program to finally shake up the expectations of Notre Dame, which is good team against regular foes, but against elite foes, they can't get it done. Big question is, what's that crowd going to look like? Because if the Buckeyes Nation invade South Bend and it's 50-50, it's a big swing for the Buckeyes. But I think Notre Dame pulls off this win. I can see a late kick winning this at night in South Bend. So give me Notre Dame to win this game. But that is your number two tastiest matchup.
Tasty.
And number one is Colorado, Oregon, and not because it has necessarily playoff implications or national championship implications, but I just think aesthetically watching that game is going to be wild, and I think it's going to be more interesting than Ohio State, Notre Dame. There's more on the line for the Buckeyes and Irish, but aesthetically, you know, it might end up being a 27-21 game or something like this. This Colorado, Oregon game has a chance to be 56-42. And I just think that Bo Nix is going to have a day, and Shedeur Sanders is going to want to match him blow for blow, and it's going to be at Autzen Stadium. And I just think that Colorado, we know, is not going to go away quietly if we've learned anything for the first 3 weeks under Dion. So it just, this one for me, out of a great slate of action tomorrow, this one has for me the most juice. That's my number one game of the weekend.
I'm tasty.
Stream all of the NFL on Westwood One for free. Sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Kind sir, Andrew Bogish, headlines.
DA, if a football team visits a powerhouse opponent in primetime without its stud running back and starting left tackle,
does it make a noise?
The shorthanded Giants were as close as 17-12 in the third quarter last night in Santa Clara, but then they were
done for the day.
The Niners, a 30-12 win, dropping the Giants to 1-2, extending their own regular season win streak to 13. Brian Daboll does not care who was or wasn't in uniform.
No excuses with anybody that missed the game or who played. You know, we have to go out there, compete, and you know, try to win our football games. There's no excuses.
His offense managed just 150 yards, possessing the ball for just 21 minutes. The Niners got 119 scrimmage yards alone, plus a rushing touchdown from Christian McCaffrey. 6 catches, a 129, and a score from Deebo Samuel. The Cowboys suffering their own loss yesterday with corner Trayvon Diggs suffering a torn ACL in practice. Panthers QB Bryce Young hurt his ankle during Monday night's loss to the Saints. He is not expected to play this weekend, so Andy Dalton gets the nod against the Seahawks.
Isn't it interesting that we kind of kick Andy Dalton all around? He's a bum. He's no good. He's blah, blah, blah. But how many teams today wish they would have signed Andy Dalton to be the backup? I'm sure in Indianapolis, with Anthony Richardson down, it would have helped. Certainly the Jets.
Certainly the Jets.
If Aaron Rodgers goes down and you have Andy Dalton, the season's not over.
Yeah.
It's not a Super Bowl, but it's not Zach Wilson over. It's over in New York. And Andy Dalton, I don't want to say he's wasted because the Panthers paid him to help back up Bryce Young, but that's not a team that would go very far anyway. So one of these contenders probably should have just invested in Andy Dalton in the offseason.
Yeah, and you know, the Colts do have Gardner Minshew, who maybe is a better option than Andy Dalton right now. I mean, there's certainly, you know,
I would take Dalton over Minshew.
I guess, but I mean, I think they're close enough that, okay. But like the Jets in particular now are getting burned. Although I don't think Dalton changes anything about the way Sunday in Dallas went down. His effect might show up in other matchups.
Yeah, I think it would be. That when you watch Zach Wilson go out there now, it seems hopeless. Where if Andy Dalton was under center, you'd be like, hey, if he makes a couple of throws and we play well around him, we can win football games.
Yeah, I still have like 1% hope for Zach Wilson. But that's but basically
Red,
zero.
Red Rocket, you'd give maybe 20%.
Yeah, but I guess like I'm still intrigued by the slimmest of possibilities of Zach Wilson being anything close to a first round pick worthy quarterback. Like there's no, I know what Andy Dalton is. I know what Colt McCoy is. I know what all these guys are, and they might make it look less ugly, but I don't think that they are drastically going to change the Jets' fortunes. What could change the Jets' fortunes is if Zach Wilson gets his you-know-what together and plays the position well. And I guess I'm always going to think that that's possible no matter how wet in his pants he looks. On a Sunday in Dallas.
Very wet.
Jacoby Myers, by the way, Raiders wide out back at full practice yesterday. He didn't play last weekend in Buffalo with a concussion. Should be good to go here in week three. The Philadelphia Phillies continue to sit safely atop the NL wildcard standings.
1-1 pitch. Castellanos blasts it. Deep left, and the game is untied as Castellanos hits one off the facing of the second deck. What a bomb for Nick. Number 28 on the season. It's a 4 RBI night.
That's Scott Fransky, Phil's Radio, the big night, part of a 5-4 home win over the Mets. Phillies now 3 games clear of Arizona atop those wild card standings. The Cubs, meanwhile, no longer have sole possession of the last wild card, tied with the Marlins this morning after an 8-6 loss to the Pirates at Wrigley. Chicago has dropped 10 of 13. And Gerrit Cole retired the first 16 Blue Jays he faced last night. The Yanks eventually won 5-3, avoiding a 3-game sweep. Toronto remains in the second AL wildcard, but only a half game up now on the Rangers and Mariners. A weekend of goodbyes for U.S. women's soccer began last night in Cincinnati. Julie Ertz played her final match, subbed off in the first half, then addressed the crowd post-game.
To any young girl that's out there that dreams to be here, it's worth it. Every part of it.
Ertz won 2 World Cups, played 123 matches all time for the national team. They won last night 3-0 over South Africa. Megan Rapinoe's finale is on Sunday. And the NHL has approved the sale of the Senators to a group led by Canadian billionaire Michael Andlauer. The purchase price is just under $1 billion. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. Jeffrey tweets, Carlos with a K was born in the wrong decade. He would have been a natural on Soul Train. Got the moves. Got the clothes.
Yeah, I mean, again, not to further the drug dealing line of thinking, but I feel like you would have definitely fit in.
New Jack City?
No, not New Jack City. I just
sit your ass down for
no, the
make
movie,
change.
The movie just left my head. Say hello to my little friend. What is that called?
Scarface.
Yeah. That is a Scarface. That's a South Beach.
I will be in Miami 70s. In 2 weeks.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
Wear that, some loafers, away you go.
Early 80s South Beach. Yeah. Aaron tweets, I'm feeling good and doing well after that Carlos segment. Unbelievable. Thanks for the laughs. And Rob, not in the 3-2-1, says, yeah, but can Carlos afford to wear pants? How much do the pants cost?
No, these were reasonable. I think they were like $200.
Oh, my God, still.
They should be $9 Old Navy mesh shorts just to get you through the door.
Two grand on your outfit today.
I mean, it wasn't at once. It was in pieces.
At the time, did you have a spouse or a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. I've been with my now wife 14 years in November.
And so when you drop $800 on sneakers or $600 on a Versace shirt.
Oh, she would sneer. You know,
did
she
you
would
tell
make,
her?
She would make. Oh yeah, and I wouldn't hide it from her. She'd make faces or make it stink, but you know, she knew I had it at the time. She misses those days. That's back when I could pull in my weight. Back right, when I
wasn't she wasn't mad that you were living in a park as you were buying $800 sneakers.
Now she longs for the days that Carlos with a K.
Oh, she can't. She keeps nagging at me to get a real job. She hates this.
If you could, you sell those sneakers right now?
And so I actually have been on a sneaker purge the last couple of weeks because you know I needed to like raise some capital. Pete knows, but yeah, I made like $3,000 last month, like selling old sneakers.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
No, now I'm running dangerously low on stuff that I might even want to consider selling. So, okay. You know, I think the best has passed.
I have too many hats.
It's a microcosm of my life.
That's my wife's big complaint. I have too many baseball hats.
I've never seen you wear a hat, too. So maybe
why? Isn't I a professional. I wouldn't wear one here.
You know, you could raise some capital, maybe $40 for some of those.
I don't know. Well, I mean, one of them is again, a free Boise bar? Hat. So maybe that's got some value to it. That's a game you show use Boise trip hat.
Kids, would you like to become a radio star? Just leave the job that you can afford to buy hundreds of dollars worth of clothes for a job where you have to start selling everything you own to make payments.
You know that saying where you can't buy happiness? Yeah, you can.
You can certainly buy miserable. That's what's happening these days.
Hey, Pete, can I cut some tape on a Sunday or should I sell more Jordans? I'd sell a Jordan.
That was a real conversation.
It's a real conversation. Yeah. Pete, tell me there's an open shift on Rosh Hashanah, right? Somebody's not coming to work. No, sorry, we're all booked.
Damn it.
There goes the Jays. There goes the 2018 Jays. And Carlos nodding like, yeah, no, that was really
that's 1,000% true. I call those weekdays.
Pete, tell me overnight going to Black Friday is open. Please. No. No. Jack and Shep are on the schedule.
Oh, no.
Versace shirt is gone. Open up that Poshmark account.
I've sold so much on Poshmark that I have to fill in the 1099?
$10.99.
Yeah, I went over the limit, so I'm upset.
Oh, Carlos, nice to meet you. What industry are you in? Well, I'm in radio. I'm also in reselling goods.
Textiles. Call it textiles.
Textiles, yeah. I'm
textiles and fabrics.
I'm into reselling textiles and fabrics. I'm part of the garment industry.
Some would say I'm in fashion.
I'm in the fashion industry.
I run my own black market of clothes out of my closet.
Oh, man. Oh, we'll talk about Ohio State and Notre Dame next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Please remember you're being watched. Cap never turns the camera off. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tomorrow evening, Notre Dame wants to keep out the red. They don't want Ohio State fans to invade the place. 20 years ago, Nebraska fans did exactly that, turned it into a sea of red. And then 6 years ago, Georgia fans did it. Remember in 2017 when Georgia played at Notre Dame and the entire thing looked red and black? Well, they want to prevent that tomorrow night. So they are asking all Notre Dame fans to show up wearing green, just like the players will wear. They're giving out wristbands as well, and then asking the fans to light them up at certain times that create laser light shows, and that you shouldn't trade or sell whatever your wristbands. And they've asked Notre Dame fans to not resell the tickets, to make sure you give them or sell them to Notre Dame fans. And this is the issue with Notre Dame. It's that when you see your teams playing there, you're like, we got to go to that game. It happened, I think it was 08, 09. I went to South Bend when Syracuse played at Notre Dame. It was a wonderful Charlie Weiss versus Greg Robinson matchup. And all my boys were like, we got to go to Notre Dame. When are we ever going to play Notre Dame again? We got to go. And it was awesome. I mean, you know me in history. I loved it. I loved it. I mean, I'm sitting on wooden bleachers going like, this is not the height of luxury, with ice all over the place. They didn't even scrape the ice. It was a November game. But it was wonderful. Everything about it was wonderful. So you make it a bucket list item when your team plays there, and you'll pay because you're like, when am I ever going to get back? But in huge games like this, you don't want, if you're Notre Dame, to punt on home field advantage, which is so crucial in a matchup like this. And we know Buckeyes fans travel. We know they show up anywhere and everywhere for Ohio State, so they're definitely going to drive there. And look, South Bend, Indiana ain't far from the Ohio border. So expect, even despite the best efforts of Notre Dame, that you will see plenty of red in that building tomorrow night. When we come back, will this chaotic week end up sinking the Bears this season?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.